Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we've got a really interesting, maybe slightly unusual piece of source material you sent over.
Oh yeah, what do we got?
It's an excerpt. The title is, wait for it, Why Garland is Home to the Best Chevrolet Dealership in Dallas.
Okay, wow.
Right. And it's apparently from a larger document called Garland's Premier Chevrolet Dealership in Dallas.
So straight away, that title, it's not just describing something.
No, not at all. It's making a huge claim. Very specific, very bold.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
best.
Exactly. It's an assertion. And it, you know, it sets up an immediate expectation. It promises you a reason or why.
That's it. So that's our mission for this deep dive. Let's see what we can actually pull out from just this one piece of information.
Just the title itself?
Well, yeah. This specific excerpt is just the title. That's the interesting part.
Gotcha. Okay. So analyzing the claim as presented.
Precisely. It feels like a neat little case study in how information, or maybe the promise of information, is presented.
Hmm. Okay. I'm intrigued. Where do we start?
Well, let's unpack that immediate implication you mentioned. We have this very strong claim, this promise of explaining why.
Right.
But in the actual source excerpt we have, that why isn't there.
It's missing. Yeah. And that absence is, well, it's significant, isn't it?
How so?
Well, it immediately flags this issue of unsubstantiated claims. It's not just that the information is missing.
Okay.
It's the impact of that missing information. Titles like this are powerful. They can sort of leverage our tendency to just accept things quickly.
You mean like we see the headline and just assume the proof is somewhere else?
Exactly. Or we form an impression instantly. It's like a hook, right?
Yeah.
Let's pass your critical filter for a moment.
So it's not just an empty space. It could be like a strategic empty space.
Could be. Yeah, definitely. It primes the reader.
That makes sense. And you must see this everywhere, right? Not just talking about car dealerships in Dallas.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Think about, well, marketing is the obvious one, but news headlines too. Social media. Constantly.
Right. Clickbait often works like that.
Yeah. It's kind of the core of what people call attention economics. Grab the eyeballs first.
With a big, bold claim.
Precisely. The best, the only way, the secret to. It grabs you, makes you click, or just form that initial thought, often way before you see any actual evidence.
So it's playing on our desire for quick answers.
I think so, yeah. We want things sorted, labeled. Best is easy, even if at that point it's totally unproven. It's about shaping perception, maybe more than conveying solid information right then and there.
Hmm. It really highlights the power packed into just a few words and a title.
Definitely.
So, okay, if a single line can set such a big expectation and then maybe not deliver on it right away, what's our job as, you know, people trying to think critically?
Our role kind of shifts, doesn't it? From just taking stuff in to actively questioning it, interrogating it, maybe.
How do you mean?
Well, you see a claim, especially a big one, like best or most or only.
Right.
The immediate thought should be, okay, says who? And based on what? What's the evidence? What's the standard they're even using for best?
Ah, like best how? Sales, service, customer reviews, location.
Exactly. All those are possible criteria. So just noticing that the why isn't in the piece of information you have. That's step one. It's like flexing your mental prove it muscle.
Okay, that's a really useful way to think about it. So as we kind of wrap up this very focused look at just one headline.
A very minimalist deep dive.
Huh, yeah. What's the takeaway? What does this tell us about navigating, you know, the flood of information out there?
I think it's a really stark reminder that information often comes at us in bits and pieces, fragments.
Okay.
And a title. It's basically a promise. Or maybe a hypothesis. Sometimes it's just a sales pitch.
But rarely the full picture.
Very rarely.
Hmm.
So that absence of the supporting detail, the why in this case, it isn't just nothing. It's a signal
to
ask questions, to actually look for the evidence before we just, you know, accept the claim.
Makes sense. And maybe here's a final thought for you, the listener, to chew on.
Go for it.
In this world where we're just drowning in information, how often do we actually mistake a really catchy title for, well, the whole truth?
Hmm. Good question.
How many best of things are these really definitive statements do we kind of nod along to without ever really digging into that why or even just looking for it?
Yeah. It definitely challenges how we usually consume information, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Something to watch out for.